Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into a tough topic: older Americans struggling to find work after leaving white-collar careers.
Yeah, this Business Insider article paints a pretty stark picture. It's 2025, the economy's shaky, and experienced professionals are turning to blue-collar jobs and side hustles just to make ends meet.
Exactly. Take Donald Malone, for example. 65, former consultant, used to make $60,000 a year. After tons of applications, he finds a blue-collar job for half his previous salary.
Wow, and even that wasn't enough. He had to supplement with part-time security work, and then health issues forced him to stop working altogether. It's really highlighting the precariousness of the situation.
Absolutely. The article also mentions how age discrimination plays a role. It's like, once you hit a certain age, your experience becomes a liability rather than an asset.
Right? Like Eric Nielsen, 50, former financial executive who now drives for Uber Eats and hosts wine parties. He's open to fast food jobs, something he wouldn't have considered before. It's a huge shift in mindset forced by circumstance.
I see. And it's not just age, right? It's the hiring landscape. White-collar jobs are scarce, competition is fierce, and even recent MBA grads are struggling. It's a tough market all around.
But isn't it interesting that even blue-collar jobs aren't easy to get? They often require specific certifications that older workers don't have time to acquire. It's like a catch-22.
Got it. It's a multi-layered problem, no doubt. But I'm curious, does the article offer any solutions, or is it just doom and gloom?
Well, not exactly solutions. But it does highlight the resilience of these individuals. They're adapting, hustling, and trying to make the best of a difficult situation.
That's true. David Fisher, 54, despite being laid off, is actively networking and attending workshops. He's not giving up, even though the market is saturated.
Yeah, he's a good example of the fighting spirit these older workers have. They're not ready to retire. They want to contribute, and they're willing to try new things.
Interesting. So, it's a complex issue with no easy answers, but what's clear is that older Americans are facing real challenges in this job market.
Absolutely. And it underscores the need for broader conversations about ageism, job training programs, and support systems for older workers.
Thanks for joining me today for this insightful discussion. We'll see you next time on Nutty's Show. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.